Good Thursday morning, and welcome to the program. We have a good bit of new information to share with you, things that will make your life easier. We're going to start off by visiting with Clerk Daryl Tabor out at the Crittenden County Office Complex. I have with me Clerk Daryl Tabor, and he expects to see a lot of traffic in and out of his office over the next few days. Mr. Clerk, can you explain what's going on and what folks need to be aware of?
Yes, Chris. This is March, and it's our busiest month by far when farm vehicles are renewed and when large trucks like farms and dump trucks and even haulers, they all have to register their vehicles in March. And a lot of those customers have numerous vehicles, and it can take a while. And if you've waited until the end of the month to register your vehicle, you may be facing some lines, particularly Friday and Monday, which are the last two business days of the month. So if you have waited this long and you don't want to wait in line, I would suggest you don't come during the lunch hours between 11 and 1. Those are typically our busiest hours. And if you could come, Thursday, that would be great. And you can also mail in your registration. You could drop it off with us if you want, and we can mail it back to you, or you can even renew online, and that would possibly save you some time waiting in line, because we have had waits at certain periods of the day. We've had some pretty long waits for people.
Mm-hmm. And, gosh, I know I hate to wait in line even at McDonald's.
Right. Nobody likes to wait in line anymore, right? We like instant gratification.
Yeah, I don't go to theme parks because of that.
We do try to hustle people through as quickly as possible, but sometimes there are issues that arise with vehicles as far as tax issues and things like that that can create a bit of a delay. So we just want to help out customers and get them through as quickly as possible, and if you can do it by alternative means, then we would suggest you do that. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us, and we'll walk you through any of those if you need it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Clerk Daryl Tabor.
Thank you, Chris.
Hello, friends. This is Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware, and I want to know if you know what's just as easy as raising 10 chickens. That's right. It's raising 20, so you might as well make it 40. Chicken math is in full swing down at H&H. Live chicks available now with new breeds arriving every week. So round the kids up, bring them on down, and let's hang out a while. That's H&H Home and Hardware. Right across from Food Giant in the old Shopco building. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 6. And we hope that you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram so that you can keep up with all the exciting things going on.
And as I mentioned earlier, we have some very important transportation issues to get to. But first things are first, and this weekend it's time for some entertainment in Marion, Kentucky. Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass will host their semi-annual Old Kentucky Hayride. The spring event will be on Saturday night. Kicks off at 7 p.m. That's when the music will start, but the gates open there, well, not gates, the doors at Foes Hall will open earlier than that, I think around 6 p.m. There'll be all sorts of great entertainment by all of your local favorites and some folks who even drive in from a long way off. Cutter and Cash and Brennan and the whole crew will be there. Tickets are $5, and all the proceeds benefit Crittenden County's food bank, and it's just a great time, good, clean entertainment. Everybody loves to go and see these guys perform. You know, they're been on the RFD channel recently. They've cut their own records and been on the Opry. It's just great entertainment right here in Marion, Kentucky, and you don't get that for $5 anywhere. So show up early and stay late. They'll be picking and a grinning. Foes Hall, Saturday night, 7 p.m. is when it starts. Now, it's on the front page of the Crittenden Press this week, but I just want to reiterate that the road going to Dam 50, that's State Route 387, will be closed next week, according to the Kentucky Transportation Department. The road will shut down at mile point 0.77. That's about 3/4 of a mile east of Kentucky 91 North. And of course, Kentucky 91 North is the road to Cave and Rock Ferry out of Marion. Now, the folks who live on the east side of that bridge will kind of be cut off from, well, they will be cut off from Kentucky 91, and they'll have to go over Cotton Patch. It's really going to affect the folks going to camp down at the Riverview Park, locally known as the Dam 50 area. This closure is set to begin at 8 a.m. on Monday. That's March 31st, this coming Monday. And there will be no marked detours. Now, the road is going to be closed there at the bridge until somewhere around August 15th. So an extended closure period for that Kentucky 387, also known as Dam 50 Road. So to get to Dam 50, the Riverview Park, you'll have to go around through the Cotton Patch Road area, which will make it kind of difficult for some of the folks hauling large campers down there. And I don't know if you've seen it in the paper this week, but just a heads up, the prices have gone up on camping down at Dam 50 Riverview Park. You can get some details on that in this week's Crittenden Press. Also, I want to tell you about another closing, US 60 between Salem and Marion, starting on Tuesday, April 1st, this coming Tuesday. This closure is scheduled to coincide with Crittenden County Schools being on spring break and will be between Kentucky 855 and Kentucky 297. The closure is going to be in what we know as the New Salem area. And crews will be removing a concrete culvert box and replacing it. And that's at mile marker 1.13 for those of you who know those off the top of your head or know where to go get that online, but it will be across the dry Fort Creek, and again, that's in the New Salem area. Work is expected to take about 2 days on that project, so by Wednesday afternoon, weather permitting, that project will be completed.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
And roads and streets are always important. I've got one more little tidbit of information for you that I learned. I'll be working on an article for next week's newspaper, trying to get gather a little bit more information about it to find out when this is going to happen. But it's my understanding that the state has allocated some funds to get Claylick Creek Road and A.T. Crider Road repaved. Now, part of what I want to be sure of is whether this is the Claylick Creek Road, which is actually out in the southwest part of Crittenden County, kind of borders Livingston County down toward the Shelby Store area. But there's also a Claylick Road is here right out of town, on the east side of town, right past Liberty Tire. So I want to be sure which road this is, but the information I have says Claylick Creek Road, which is off of 855 again, out around Francis. So be sure and stay tuned for final details on that paving work on those roads. In local obituaries, Anna Elaine Chenal, 76 of Marion, passed away March 18th at Baptist Health Deaconess, Madisonville. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Beverly Bluer passed away Thursday, March 20th at age 90. Myers Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. And Marcy Jean Shelton, 59 of Marion, died on March 23rd at her home. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now.
And in local high school sports, the Rocket baseball team will be in action down at Smithland this afternoon against Livingston County. And the Lady Rocket softball team will be at home to host Marshall County. Now, Livingston softball girls will play a district game at Lyon County. And then tomorrow, Crittenden County's baseball team will host Hopkins Central, and the Lady Rocket softball team will be on the road at Trigg County to play a district game. And Livingston will be heading out with their softball girls to Illinois to play a tournament for the weekend. Now, your Lady Rocket softball team is 3-1 on the season, and the baseball team is now 3-2 after beating Livingston Central at home on Tuesday afternoon. Crittenden County opened that game up late and won 12-2. Senior right-handed pitcher Ace McCord went 6 innings, struck out 7 and walked 1, allowed 6 hits in the game and 2 earned runs. Great pitching performance out there by Aza. He was filling up the strike zone. Some big days at the plate for some of the Rockets. Quinn Summers had 3 at-bats and 3 hits. So perfect day at the plate for Quinn Summers, who plays shortstop. He scored 4 runs and had a couple of RBIs as well. Chase Conyer drove in 2 runs with 1 hit. And several other Rockets had some big days at the plate. Eli Lavelle had 3 hits, 2 hits for Drake Young, and a host of other boys put the ball in play too. 11 hits for the Rockets in that game. And just to give you a little heads up, all you turkey hunters, I know you probably already know this, as the weather and all of the daffodils coming up signal the fact that it's almost wild turkey season. The youth hunt will be a week from this coming weekend. It'll be on April 5th and 6th. And then the statewide wild turkey season opens April 12th, and that runs through May the 4th. Also, you outdoor folks want to have on your calendars, the bullfrog season officially opens May 16th, and squirrel season for the spring opens on May 17th. And that's going to be a wrap on today's program. We'll catch you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.